sport press.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm-ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, getting to the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. When the right jerseys on the road. Cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three. And me, I crash the boards. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings. Cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed at the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time even when
you are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast featuring hosts J-Hove, Weezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I'd like to welcome everybody back and some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I am Jay Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
Cameraman, how are you doing, brother? Two thumbs up. Zen. It's all about the zen.
Yeah. Centering yourself.
You got to center yourself. Weezy, have you ever done yoga?
Nah.
Meditation?
I meditate a little bit.
That's good.
I ain't got to yoga yet. I know a stretching in the house, but not yoga.
Stretching in the crib.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say less. Episode 501, we're speaking on the NFL's coaching carousel for 2024.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
Let's kick it off. Jeff, best of the week. Talk to the people.
Twitter fingers, man. In the sports world. We got Ryan Garcia versus Oscar De La Hoya. Got Adrian Broner versus Devin Haney and his pops. Got Tony Khan, the owner of AEW, versus everybody in wrestling. And got RG3 versus Jay Gruden. Hey, all on Twitter
one.
Right now.
I like that last
it's going
one.
Going down.
That last one intense, though.
Intense.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, they ain't got no jobs to get. You know what I'm saying? Jay Gruden on the couch for the rest of his life. So
pretty
he
much.
Knows that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Family name is in the
shit. Yeah,
yeah. It's done.
Yeah.
They say, you know, that John Gruden might get the OC job in New Orleans.
What? And that's insane.
He shouldn't get another job. He shouldn't get another job.
But they both say that they know where the bodies are buried.
You're damn right.
That's crazy.
You're damn right.
That's
damn
crazy.
Right. We're going to keep it moving.
Yes, sir.
Weezy, best of the week. Talk to the people.
Best of the week for me right now, man, is getting through this snow, man.
You got to. You got to make it.
Getting through this snow.
Just got
to
make it.
Man, you got to pray just to make
it
today,
too. I'm telling you, you got to mentally prepare yourself for this. You got to get up about
damn right.
What time you got to be at work? Get about an hour early.
Yeah.
Turn
yeah.
the news on.
Yeah.
See what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go get your boots.
Yeah.
Go get your de-icer.
I ain't going to lie. I done gave away all my gold gnome Nike boots.
Yeah.
I got to get me a pair.
Yeah.
I got to get a pair.
Trying to bring back the
yeah.
gold gnome. Trying to bring them back.
Just walk the driveway yeah. weather before yeah. you go out, for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what's
yeah.
going
Did
on.
Did you ever get that shovel that got you snuck in the snow in 2019?
I'm ready for the snow.
You ready to rock?
I got every time.
Right. Yeah.
Man, I got purple salt, blue salt.
Yeah.
Snow
getting
shovels.
Out of everywhere.
Yeah. Man, I'm ready to rock.
Okay. I like to hear that.
I like to hear it, dog.
My best of the week is the Fab Five, man. For the first time in three decades, all five members of the Fab Five reunited at Michigan. That means Ray Jackson, Jimmy King, Jalen Rose, and Chris Webber were there to watch my guy, Big Noob, Juwan Howard, coach the Michigan Wolverines, man. So clap for the guys, yeah. man. It's cool seeing that. That's our childhood. Black Sox.
Yeah, I still look.
They look good,
yeah,
man. They look good. Yeah, they look good. Yeah, good to see, man. Best of the week. I mean, not best of the week. Worst of the week, Weezy. Talk to the people.
Worst of the week, man. Listen, I know Taylor Swift was doing the swag, sir. Don't take that from us. We ain't gonna let that take that from
nah,
us now.
You can't take that. They said they were whitewater rafting.
Yeah, it was swag.
It was
whitewater rafting.
They can have that.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna let you. Nah.
Yeah.
Don't do it wrong either. Yeah. You can't call it that either.
That's what I'm saying. They have that. Our swag surfing is totally different than
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That is whitewater rafting. Yeah, that is not swag surfing.
Yeah.
And if anybody know them boys, man, tell them, man, they gotta go get some money for that song.
They can't.
It's
worth more than them polo hats back in the day, man. I'm telling you. Goodness gracious.
Weezy, you a wild dude. Worst of the week for me, Jimmy Butler, guys. He's coming out with a country album.
What?
Yeah.
Sound about right.
He revealed that he is fully immersed in putting together a country music album. He says he has over 60 songs produced as of today. And is nowhere near done.
Well, here's the thing. Jelly Roll did it.
Nah, that's totally different, though.
Nah, here's the thing.
Where he's from in Texas, this makes sense. Mm-hmm. This makes sense to me. I read about that. Say, yeah, it kind of makes sense.
He got a good writer behind him. He all right. Yeah.
This, all I'm saying
I'm
is.
I'm not picking play on it.
Stick to your day job. You average 25-5-5, dog. Like, you good at that. Yeah. Like, God doesn't bless people with being great at two things.
He ain't got to be great at. He ain't got to be great at this. This is just something. This just the extra. He mixed the baking soda with this one. He mixed the baking soda with this.
Step on it.
Yeah, he mixed the baking soda with this one. He ain't got.
My worst of the week. On the low, nobody's talking about this, but on the low, cameraman, ESPN has had to give back a ton of their Emmy awards they won over the years for forging names and documents.
What?
Yeah, exactly. ESPN has had to return at least 10 Emmys over the past few years. It just came out, and it came out and was pushed under the rug. The ESPN has had to return Emmy awards they won.
That's crazy.
No one's talking about it. Came out, it was news cycle for one day.
Yeah.
Afternoon, it was out of there. Shout out to ESPN for having money to push it under the rug, but there's something going on right there.
That's where the money is. Yeah. Where the money resides.
Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify, Beyond Pod, YouTube, and Amazon Music to catch the full archive of past episodes of FSP. And just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. J-Ho.
Yes, sir.
And Weezy.
What do you do?
Do you guys have a yellow box of Cheerios recipient for our listeners?
We do. This week's award recipient is Wizards guard Ryan Rollins.
It is. NBA point guard Ryan Rollins has reportedly been released from the Washington Wizards over allegations of theft from a Target store on multiple occasions.
What?
According to The Athletic, the 21-year-old is accused of stealing from the same Target in Potomac Yards over 7 occasions.
He spent the block?
He reportedly stole items like groceries, dog toys, and candles.
What?
Come on.
Hold on, wait.
Let me finish. You got it. Local law enforcement reported the store surveillance cameras caught Rollins removing said items from the shelves and leaving the store without payment. The estimated value of the stolen goods to be worth $200 to $300.
Ryan.
Wait.
For context, real quick, this is probably maybe where you're going. His fully guaranteed contract was $1.7 million for 2023-2024, and he also reportedly has a guarantee for next year of $600,000. A court date is on the books for February 7th. He has yet to enter a plea.
Wait. Is he on drugs?
No.
He needs counseling.
He needs, because
this
is shit y'all talking about. Yeah. Like Draymond, that's competitive advantages.
No, this guys
is counseling. Why in the hell are you in Target?
Yeah.
Stealing.
That's just shoplifting. He like to do that.
Like Drew, like you wake up and Weez, I see you making a video about your daily routine in the video. And you washing your face and shit and putting lotion on your feet and
shit.
Let's
not do that.
Don't do that. Have you seen the dude in Target shopping?
He gets dressed to go to Target.
Nah.
He sets the tripod up when he parks his car.
Man, come on, man.
I'm telling you, content is a drug now, man.
Likes and comments are a drug.
Content is a drug now.
It is.
It's such thing as bad content.
It is. Back to Ryan. Come on, Ryan.
Yeah, I got to.
We got to pray for Ryan.
Yeah, he got a meal ticket guaranteed if he ain't on no drugs or nothing. Something wrong.
$200-$300?
Yeah, that's that TLC wrong, like eating toilet paper wrong. Something wrong with him.
That is, that's a word, like when you steal a lot. Not kleptomania. It's a kleptomania? Yeah, kleptomania. Okay.
He got some issues. Yeah, he need to go.
He just like doing that.
$200-$300?
Come on, that's Dr. Phil TLC. So he need to go holler Dr. Phil. I ain't going to give him to my girl yet because she messed with us.
Ayana.
Yeah, we ain't going to mess with Ayana. Because Ayana getting that soul.
Yeah, that's when you getting that soul. That's when the big bucks start right here. That's the big gun.
Come lay on my bosom.
Yeah, he ain't ready for Ayana. Ayana make him cry.
Ayana fixing your life.
Yeah, she gonna make you cry too.
That's true.
It's okay, baby.
We gotta get that to Ryan, man.
Dr. Phil just gonna say,
you gonna set your shit straight.
You mean to tell me that you have
Dr. Phil's still out here getting a check.
Over $100 million and you're stealing from Target.
That's what Dr.
That's ridiculous. We're going to get that soon. You guys ready to get started the first half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
The first half is underway.
First half, the hottest sports news of the past week, like you do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press Podcast. Before we get started, I am J-Hope.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do? Jeff, where can I find you on social media, my brother?
At JEasley84 across all social media platforms.
Jay.
Yes.
Where can I find you on social media?
J-Hope, Instagram, and Twitter. Let's talk everything but Florida Gators football, Chicago Bulls basketball. We can talk to 49ers, though. We can talk to 49ers. Talk for sure. North Carolina basketball, not yet.
Cameraman, where can they find you on social media, my brother? No. I'm FSP underscore Weezy on IG. I'm at Howie's on Twitter. Holla at you.
We have a winner, guys.
Hey.
We have a winner of our yearly gas money, house money. Man. One of those things we've done for 5 straight years. I've won twice.
No.
I've won twice. We looked through the books. I've won twice.
Twice?
I've won twice. Yes.
Well, we tied.
I tied one, and then I won one. So that made equal to two.
So who you tied with?
Yeah. And then, so I didn't.
With me. So I done won twice, too?
No. What I'm telling you is I've won two. I don't care. So now we have Jeff in the winner's circle because Coach Locke don't want one. He might have won two.
I can't believe
he
made this about you. This is about Jeff.
No, I was asking him. I was letting him know he's now part of the winner's circle.
And you said I won twice.
And I've won twice. That I've won twice. I got two of those championships.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry.
Because I ain't won a fantasy football championship. So, Jeff, the floor is yours, my brother.
Man, you know, it was a hard-fought battle. Coach Locke was wire-to-wire champion until last week.
He got walk, Coach Locke. All right, Daddy. He walked.
No, you don't care about that. You got to coach.
He got walk, Coach Locke, man.
It was like a 4x1 race, ho. I got the baton on the last leg.
He took off.
I had to catch him. Behind the whole race, though. But it bad shoulder and all, cameraman. Uh-huh. But that last leg, I had to catch him.
And new.
I didn't even make it to the second night. Or the weekend.
Jeff, huh? If I can wait, I went back and look. You didn't use no money lines.
No, not one. He ain't never used the money line.
That's right, bet.
Because you know why? Because you're a lead fucking dog.
Lead dog.
Till we up out of here.
You can't do that, though.
Damn
you
right. Can't. You, we lead dogs. I still got that. Where that bitch at? Oh, champion. Man. Two of them.
Dang. It felt good, though, cameraman. Yeah, you know, Weezy was talking bad about it.
That's
what
you need to be mad at. Yeah, champ. Pop your shit, champ.
You were talking bad to me the whole first part of the season.
You can't pick a winner.
See, I can't pick a winner. Everything, man.
You ain't never picked
never
two
you
straight
told me to
games.
Win one.
What'd you do?
Never pick two straight games, and I won me one. I came in second place with Locke. Yeah. Locke beat me out the last 2 weeks.
You know, you got a lot.
That's what last year. The year Locke won, I came in second place to Locke. Yeah. We went back and looked it up. So, got my review.
He did.
I'm saying right now, I'm going to win it next year.
Oh, okay. Man, you said that this year.
No, I did.
This is your job.
Ain't my job.
This is your wheelhouse.
Ain't my job.
Be real. If this was a situation, let me tell you something.
I pick meaningful games.
Yeah, it don't matter nothing about that.
You picked meaningful games last week.
It don't matter nothing about that.
You in Lock?
Who in Lock?
Lock got the good money, boy.
Lock did some good praying, because this is
about fashion, and I came in last place in fashion.
Y'all come in last?
Yes. Yeah. You damn dead last.
Y'all went dead last.
We ain't put last week's.
You came in dead last.
I went 16-19.
You in dead last.
One.
It's all good, though. Congratulations, Jeff. Lead off.
My dog. Lead
to whip out of here. Yeah. For sure. All right, let's keep it in NFL, guys. NFL playoffs are finally here. We're going to hand out some winners and losers of the first round, which is the wild card matchups of the NFL playoffs. Let's start things off with the winners. Weezy, give me your first winner and why.
First winner is Detroit Lions as a team.
As a state.
As a state.
As a city.
Crew.
Yeah, first time winning a home playoff game in 30 years. Jerry Goff is playing really good football right now.
I agree.
They have real weapons.
They do.
Amon St. Brown, Gibbs. They have real weapons.
They got weapons.
I didn't say they had stars. I said they got weapons.
They got one wide receiver.
They got a
good tight end. And he gimpy right now.
They got two RB1s.
Yeah. That would equal weapons.
Yeah. Weapons. Yeah.
They got weapons. Okay. For they got
shout
weapons.
Out to the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, yeah. Detroit Lions.
Yeah, shout out to the Detroit Lions. What you got, Jeff?
I'm going to go unconventional on all of mine. I'm going Bills Mafia fans.
What?
The fans. The Bills Mafia fans are the best fans in the world.
Oh, yeah, it goes without saying.
For shoveling that stadium, showing up on Saturday, Sunday,
yeah.
Still there on Monday, making sure you could play a game.
Sure.
Throwing snowballs at the Steelers while the game was on.
Easy call.
Still going through tables, lighting the tables on fire.
Do it all.
In that weather, best fans in the world.
Man. Yeah, the Bills Mafia, you got to go. The only fans I can put up with y'all might get y'all a fight for y'all money, and it might not be close, but I would put that Richards to the Cleveland Browns.
Nah.
When they went in, that dog pound got fans too.
Now, this is what I knew, dog. When my boy, Von Miller, first got there, and he said he couldn't find nothing but single-ply toilet paper, they sent him two-ply toilet paper for the foreseeable future. Like, he said, I couldn't fit any more space with more toilet paper.
Yeah.
First off, you're using one-ply toilet paper, go to hell.
Yeah,
one-ply toilet paper, you're a fucking menace.
Yeah.
I don't know. I ain't never used no one ply.
One ply is crazy.
One ply is rough.
One ply toilet paper is crazy.
I don't think they even sell that. I don't think they even sell that.
Why do they even sell one ply toilet paper?
Yeah, who looks at the? Yeah,
like, let me get one ply. Yeah, that ain't nothing.
Hey man, shout out to my people that live in Costa Fishing out there, man.
That's true too.
Caught up by the pipe.
But what I'm saying is, what? So you're gonna use up so much?
I agree.
You're locked. It's one ply.
Yeah, you got to get in the shower with that one ply. Definitely got to get in the shower. Yeah, just get a shower after you use toilet paper.
You should. Period.
Yeah.
My first one is the Chiefs defense. Miami's top ranked offense.
Uh-oh.
Held them to a season low in points. Uh-oh. And second fewest yards of the entire year. They were 1-12 on third down, guys. Elements helped 100%. I agree with that. But the Dolphins didn't convert a third down until the fourth quarter. And people been saying all year, man, it's Chiefs offense. And I know we've, you know, praise Patty Mahomes, but the Chiefs defense is what wins them games in 2023-2024. Salute to Chris Jones and company, man. They led that team to, and I think what they'll continue to do throughout the rest of the playoffs. Great, great win for the Chiefs defense. Another winner, Weezy.
CJ Stroud in Houston, Texas.
Let's talk about him.
Throwing three touchdowns in the first half.
Yeah.
Absolutely blowing out the Cleveland Browns
yeah.
in that game, which I had Cleveland win that game. For them, for CJ Stroud, for that to be their first playoff game in a yeah. long time, he'd been starting quarterback as a rookie. That's big time.
It is.
That's
yeah.
big time.
He balled.
He played arguably against the best defense in the league.
He didn't even finish the game. He got pulled 9 minutes left in the fourth yeah. quarter.
That was arguably, I mean, Joe Flacco helped him out a little bit.
Yeah, he's going
to remind you of Joe Flacco.
Flacco. Yeah. yeah. What you got, Jeff? Another winner?
Myself.
Okay.
I called Jordan Love. I remember draft night when Jordan Love, when they drafted Jordan Love, people were saying, we were saying, oh, man, why did they draft a quarterback before? I said,
That's on FSP.
I said, that was a great pick. You pick him for the future. After his first game last year, oh man, why they have Jordan Love?
So we got that on camera, Jeff.
That's on camera.
That's on everything.
I'm a Jordan Love guy. Yeah.
The
draft recap.
That's a great pick. Means that's your guy.
Yeah.
Draft recap show. I said that was the best pick of that first round. Was getting him. I said that verbatim.
Yeah.
Jordan Love is my guy. Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love, my two. Well, Jalen Hurts is my favorite player in the league right now. We know that. Jalen Hurts and then Jordan Love is coming up, you know, very on the back end.
Yeah.
Huh?
And I ain't got nothing to say to that. Yeah. My next winner is Texans GM Nick Caserio. Yes,
that's good.
Listen, man, the rebuild is wildly ahead of schedule. Let's keep it real. Thanks to part of that huge haul that they got for Deshaun Watson. You bring in C.J. Stroud, who I told guys was the best quarterback in that draft. You bring in D'Amico Ryans, who's the best young coach. And then on top of that, you bring in just a totally different defense and the mind that they're playing with right now, Will Anderson. I got them winning. I got them winning this game. I got them winning another game. I got them beating Baltimore at Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, man. You know, whatever happens in this
round. I hate that he has to play.
The future is bright for the Texans. Whatever happens, dog.
Yeah,
future is bright.
That we can agree on.
Yeah, for sure. One of the most likable franchises over the years because of what they've done to the black players there. To have a black coach, black quarterback, and a good OC there, man.
Black.
Yeah, man. Shout out to CJ Stroud and shout out more importantly to Nick Caserio for making the right choice.
They how they were how poised CJ Stroud was during that game before that game, how confident he was.
And even real quick.
Yeah.
And even Jordan Love, super poised. Yeah. Those guys are playing in their first playoff game, and they outplay guys that have been playing in playoff games for their whole career.
Yeah, man.
From Dak Prescott to Joe Flacco.
Well, see, the thing is with CJ Stroud, and you look at him, you don't have to simplify your offense he's ready to go. He's ready to play.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the losers, guys. Jeff, give me your first loser.
Let's get it out the way. Yeah. Philadelphia is a town, a coaching staff, a play call, a quarterback, everything, a defense, tackling dummies, anything Eagles related. What the heck happened? Like, that is ridiculous. You can lose, but they got their tails kicked, like, embarrassed. Last game on the only game on TV, last game of the weekend, you get embarrassed.
They
like
took their tail
in Tampa Bay. That was rough, man.
That was tough to watch.
Too well assembled of a team.
Man, great to lose team. Like that. To lose
paper.
Like that.
On paper, you got too many weapons. You got weapons everywhere you need on defense, on offense. You got all the things you need. You cannot lose like that.
Cannot. And
I'll be honest, that didn't surprise me. Because the downfall was already happening.
True.
The ball was already rolling down the hill.
What he's saying is it still shouldn't happen.
Yeah, but I knew they were just going to fix it and put it together that one night.
Even if you lose.
It could have been a competitive
game.
That's
what I'm saying. That's it. It could have been a competitive game.
That's tough.
But at the same time, I knew once they announced that A.J. Brown was out, it wasn't going to be competitive. And they saying his fingers hurt.
My FanDuel account went crazy as soon as I saw A.J. Brown put out house money.
No, you didn't.
House money. I promise you that. A.J. Brown.
You put a house. You put a house of Buccaneers money line.
We can go eat right now. On me.
You lying, Jay.
On me. You can eat on me.
You lying, man.
I mean, no, I'm not.
Quit lying.
I didn't talk to you that weekend.
Quit lying in here, man.
Hey, that was funny, man.
That was funny. My loser. My first loser is Tua Tagovailoa. Let's keep it real, man. Playoff debut, -4 degree weather on the road. It's my guy. On the road against the reigning Super Bowl champions. You would assume that you would play like this, but at the same time, too, dog, you got to look at it. You're seeking a long-term contract. Jalen Hurts has gotten paid. Joe Burrow has gotten paid. Justin Herbert has gotten paid. You're the only person that hasn't gotten paid. You have to show up and show out. And he didn't. He had 199 yards and one passing touchdown to go on with the pick. You got to show up, man. You got to show up in these games. This is how you build your resume. You build your contract extensions on how you show up in these games. And to see Jordan Love play the way that they – now, granted, they weren't playing -4 degree weather, and you weren't, you know, missing – you know, Waddle was hurt. Tyreek has been hurt the last 6-7 weeks.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. Mostert was hurt. Defense hurt. But, man, it's a lot of hurt.
You say defense?
It's a lot of hurt.
Their defense was dismantled.
Yeah,
defense
was hurt.
That wasn't the team that started.
And 100%. I think they would have won that game if the defense was able to show.
Yeah, because Tua, that defense helps Tua out. So, with that defense not being there and them boys can score when they want to, he ain't built like that.
Yeah.
That type of quarterback. He ain't built like that. The offense is not built like that. And Tyreek was being hurt. So, with that, I come back with a full defense.
No, they're going to be straight next year.
They'll
be straight next year.
And Tua is going to get paid.
Oh, he's going to have to.
He's going to get paid.
What's the alternative?
Yeah, you don't want to end up.
Because there's nobody in the draft better than
Tua. Come on, man. Nobody in the draft better than Tua, and nobody you can trade for.
Yeah, and they don't have a spot where they can go get anybody.
100%.
Yeah.
He ain't trying to roll Garoppolo out there.
Yeah, you bet not.
Yeah. He better than Garoppolo.
Give me another loser.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I got two losers.
Give me one. Give me your first one.
My first one is whatever happened is unexcusable with the Dallas Cowboys.
That's ridiculous. We're going to talk about that. Let's talk about it. You can kick it off.
Yeah. I mean, that's unexcusable. If I'm an owner and, you know, all the AI I use and technology I use, and I know that team is better than what this, I'm crying too.
Yeah, yeah.
I put too much money behind it. I'm crying too. My investment let me down.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's wrong with Dak. I don't know what happened. Nothing's wrong with him. CeeDee Lamb playing outside of his mind.
Yeah.
He's dropping balls. Dak, I don't know what happened to Dak.
The defense
don't give up 20 points a game. All of a sudden gave up 27 points in the first half.
The boys was running wide open.
Yeah, it's unexcusable. I mean, seriously. Here's the thing. If that was a regular season game. Come on. That's one of the tapes that say, all right, let's just don't worry about this, y'all. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
But we can't do that because it's the last game, so they have to dwell on this.
They do.
So I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened.
They didn't even look like they were there for a playoff game.
Yeah.
I mean, you are the number two seed. Internet postseason needed to just win two home games. You had to win two home games, bro, to reach a conference championship for the first time since 1995. And you don't even show up?
Yeah.
They just didn't even look like they were there to play. 27-0. It just looked really crazy. It didn't look like golly. And to keep Mike McCarthy, he's 36-15 since he's been there, three seasons. And I understand what's going on. You got to continue to build. Because that's not what Jerry Jones does. He kept Jason Garrett for 10 years.
Yeah, he don't move on like that.
He holds on.
True.
He was there for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And they underachieved for 10 years. So, in turn, I think he's just not one of those guys that gives up like my man Tepper in Carolina. Listen.
Tepper.
Mike McCarthy would have been
fired.
Gone.
He would have been fired in the fourth quarter.
He would have been gone.
His key card would have stopped working. 100%.
So, America's team falling off ship like that is crazy to see. Anything else for you, Jeff? Any losers?
That's the Dallas thing. I said what I said about Philly, but the Dallas thing is to me is even a bigger head scratcher.
Yeah.
Because you have the quarterback.
You got everything.
You got the defense.
I'm gonna be real.
What?
They need a real running back. Because Tony Pollard is a. Is that a change of pace back. He not an every
they
down back.
Zeke. They need Zeke back.
They need Zeke back, or they need to go get King. They need to go
No.
They get the King.
I'm telling you, they said the deal was done at midseason deadline. And
Baltimore was done.
Huh?
They said Baltimore was done.
Now he was going. They said Dallas was done too, and they said Baltimore. That Amy Adams Strunk, she turned it down.
They said that it was a team in the AFC. Baltimore. So it's between one of them. He's going to Baltimore, or he's going to Dallas.
I tell you what. I'm picking him up and driving his ass to the mafia myself.
Yeah. You're going
to
get him right now.
Nah, man, he's the missing piece.
You losing a wild card, guys, two of the last 3 years in a row?
It's crazy.
It's nuts, man.
It's crazy. It's too much. And Jerry Jones is looking at it like, bro, I've done everything I can.
Yeah, nah, ain't nothing else.
I paid everybody. I brought in who you need to bring in.
Yeah.
That team, I know Mike McCarthy said we've built a championship culture. Even though they haven't won a championship. That was kind of weird under him. But I see what he's trying to say. That team is championship worthy.
It is.
And that was my last loser. Like the fact that I love the fact that we get to see Jordan Love and we get to see Baker Mayfield tell a different story.
Shout out to Bake, man.
But the part that sucks is we don't get to see those big three of Philly, Dallas, and San Fran fight it out.
Especially over there. Because you still got some big dogs over there. You got Buffalo, you still got KC, you still got Baltimore on the AFC. Well, so there's nothing in the NFC. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was in agreement.
Y'all got a cakewalk.
We don't have a cakewalk at all. We ain't got a cakewalk at all.
Plus seven over whoever you play.
No.
Yeah, but they ain't got a cakewalk.
No, they ain't a cakewalk.
7 points in the NFL is a cakewalk.
No,
they're 9-point favorites.
That's what I'm saying. But whoever they play in the NFC, they plus seven.
Staying low, we keep it fine, cameraman.
I think Green Bay going to give them trouble.
Yeah, I think so too. What you got, Jeff?
That was it.
Let's move on, Jeff.
Oh, just want to keep another loser.
Anybody got another loser?
I want more loser.
Let's talk about it.
One more loser, man. That Kansas City Chiefs and that Miami Dolphins game was the fourth coldest game in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
It's been reported that they have over 17 people being hospitalized after that game. I blame it on NFL, though.
Because they canceled the damn Buffalo game.
Not even that.
That's different circumstances.
Every woman that walk in that stadium got to have a clear bag, right?
Yeah.
You got a clear bag, you can't get in. If you got a clear bag, put your bag right here. If it's there, we ain't responsible.
Talk to me.
But they let 100 people walk in that stadium without no damn shirt on. That's unfair. I'm talking about they said they got frostbitten. They hospitalized. Yeah, it's frostbitten. The H word I can't pronounce, but it's
hypothermia.
All that stuff, man. So
I love you, Weezy.
That's fucked up. That's NFL part, and I'm a big NFL guy. That's fucked up, though. Yeah, sure. They bring me in, I'm saying that's y'all fault. That's y'all fault.
No, you gotta give adults. Adults gotta be adults.
That's bullshit. You ain't coming in here. Put your shirt on, man.
That's what I'm saying. But adults can't be walking around shirtless.
I guarantee you, you bought tickets to play a game. If I tell you, put your shirt on, you ain't coming in here. They gonna put their shirt on.
Yeah.
That's the mafia. The mafia went to do it.
Y'all
wild.
Let's move on to the next.
Tables, baby.
Let's go to the next one.
Any hoozle, let's keep it in football, but the NCAA version. This week, the NCAA announced that an assistant football coach from Florida State, go Seminoles, committed apparently several major recruiting violations.
You don't say.
When he facilitated contact between a transfer prospect and a team booster who offered the player an NIL contract to play for the Seminoles.
Mm.
Now, of course, this comes after Florida State has threatened to sue the NCAA for not making it to the Invitational
13-0
playoff game after going undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
NCAA normally gives a sleight of hand to this stuff, a little slap on the wrist. Yeah. Now, they came down heavy on old Florida State, though.
Land the plane.
2 years of probation from January 2024 to 2026. The actual assistant coach gets a 2-year showcase. Show clause means he cannot be hired by another school and must explain to the NCAA if he chooses to get hired after 2 years. 3-game suspension is the most imposed for the first 3 games of any coaching staff that we have to deal with. Also on top of that, we have a 3-year disassociation from the booster involved who was handing out the big dollars.
Mm. Mm.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal. Starting with you, Weezy.
So, is the violation, so y'all can't play in the championships? Is that one of the violations?
No.
Just, we on probation.
Big booster can't come to the games.
That's slapping a wrist.
But the big booster, he can't watch the games.
Yeah, that's slapping a wrist.
And get the money to.
He got a new boy, though. Yeah. I promise you got a new boy.
Jeff, he going to get that money to you, and you're going to hand it to Mike Norvell.
Yeah.
And you're going to get that $100,000.
Yeah, every baller got a new boy.
Whatever got to be done.
Hey, every baller got a new boy.
Alabama players. Hey.
New boy ain't going to admit it, but everybody got a new boy.
Tallahassee. Come on, Alabama. Right down the road to Tallahassee.
You finished with me?
I'm done.
Yeah, it's a domino effect, guys. I know exactly what's going on. This guy is losing recruits on signing day. It started with Travis Hunter, moved on to Keldrick Falk, went to Auburn. Then it went to K.J. Bolden from Georgia this year. So you losing these elite players. You got to figure out a better way to recruit, not transfer portal recruiting, but recruiting your younger guys. So, in turn, you just came from a 13-0 season. And this is year 4 of that staff. And you turned down the Alabama job to stay at Florida State. There is no excuse for the poor closeout or struggles for those major defensive positions where he's missing people at between the defensive line and linebacker. You got to get better at that position as far as recruiting high school talent.
That's where they got us at.
Yeah.
But I say heavy hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get a reduction in football recruiting communications for a total of 6 weeks from this season and next academic year. And we get a reduction of in-person meetings during those same years. So we can't. That means we can't recruit. We have less recruiting days than other schools have.
Yeah,
there's other ways
around it.
Yeah,
in-person recruiting is how.
No, I get that, but I'm telling you right now, everybody's recruiting from their phone.
That's true, but you got to show up though. You got to show up.
It's FaceTime now.
There's a reason why Saban showed these kids houses.
No, it is.
No, they still go to houses.
You got
to
go
to. They still go to houses.
We can't. Act like it's not a thing. Coaches are still pulling up to their house.
Recruiting is not the same way that we thinking about recruiting when we was in high school.
I understand college. Zooms are a thing.
Totally different.
But there's still some coaches that pull up to their house.
And that is a situation where but all of those guys are phasing out and these new guys are coming in. I'm telling you. Speaking of a new guy coming in, before we get started with halftime, let's talk some more college football. The man chosen to succeed, the greatest coach in college football history, my eyes, the greatest football coach of all time, Nick Saban. It's from rural South Dakota. Certainly, some Crimson Tide fanatics, have never heard of, at least until the last 72 hours. 49-year-old Kalen DeBoer, known within the industry as a program builder, went 25-3 in 2 years at Washington, leading the Huskies out of frustration of a 4-8 campaign under a previous coaching regime in 2021. This year, he made it all the way to the college football championship game. We'll kick things off with Weezy. Can he keep the train rolling in Bama?
Here's the thing, man. I think he had to take a job. That's a big boy job.
Yeah,
I think he took the wrong job though, because he's a program builder.
Yeah,
but he got to build a program at the wrong time, man.
It's tough.
Yeah, he's coming behind Nick Saban.
Yeah,
he was third on that list.
He was third.
Yeah, they wanted Danny Landon from Oregon. Danny Landon said, "Nah, I'm staying where I'm at."
They
wanted Norvell, and they also offered Harbaugh whatever he got. And Harbaugh said, "I can't have him stay mad at me."
Hell no, he ain't going there.
He's on the list, so he had to take the job. But at the same time, he's a program builder. But these people ain't got time for them.
They ain't got time.
Then he can't say, "Give me 3 years there."
No,
he can't say, "Give me 3 years there."
No, no. What you got, Jeff?
He got 1 year.
Yeah.
He got two.
He got 1 year.
He got two.
He better not lose to Tennessee this year. He better not lose to Georgia this year.
Better not lose to Georgia.
Better not lose to LSU this year.
Better not lose to LSU.
You better damn not lose to Texas A&M.
You get 2 years for that, though.
And God forbid he lose to Auburn.
Lord, Lord.
Don't even show up. Yeah. This is the worst job. It's the best job because the best,
yeah.
It's like the most accomplished, other than Notre Dame, probably most accomplished college football team in America. But it's the worst job to have. It takes years off your life.
100%.
It's not worth it. Yeah. And he's going to find out real soon. That first close game, they feel like he made the wrong decision, something Saban would never do, or something like that. God forbid he lose. Do not lose to Auburn.
And they still got Saban as a senior assistant. So
it's over with.
Yeah, he's just there. He's just there.
That's the worst part about it. He's still there.
He's just there. Picture, trying to help out.
Picture you, Jimbo Fisher, and Bobby Bowden still there.
Bobby Bowden was still there.
That's what I'm saying. That first year with Jimbo was rough on
but
him.
But it was fine. Yeah, y'all went to the Bobby national championship.
The field, Bobby was on the field.
And Nick is going to be there, too. I'm telling you. He'll be fine.
I know where I'm taking that job.
Kellen DeBoer, it's the challenge of his life.
So,
and this is not built for everybody. I mean, you're taking over a situation with Saban in 17 seasons. That man only lost 29 games, dog. In 17 seasons. 44 first-round picks. And you mean to tell me this man got to come into people. And you already lost 14 recruits
in y'all.
4 days.
Send them to Tallahassee, baby.
14 5-stars.
Send them all to Tallahassee.
Gone.
And they say everybody want to go to Colorado.
What? Over 5 seasons now, this man is coming from Sioux Falls, North Dakota. At South Dakota, wherever the hell it is. And he went 67-3 and won NAIA titles. Then he went on to win games in other places. He resurrected that Husky program. I understand that. But the Pac-12 is not the SEC, Jeff. Ain't no way. Everything is different from the weather all the way to the food. You can't even – Brian Kelly had a quick adjustment at LSU. They made him a believer in less than 6 weeks.
Man, listen.
It's a different world, man.
Better get their resume ready for Omaha State Tech U University.
And this, dude,
it's over.
This is the thing. Kellen DeBoer is a offensive guy. Nick Saban was a defensive guy. Mm-hmm. So in turn, the identity of the entire team is about to shift. I just don't know. I don't know how you get the biggest offensive lineman. I don't know how you get the biggest name at the defensive line position, cornerback position. With a person like Kellen DeBoer, you're going to go get more offensive guys, and that is different in the SEC because that's a totally different game. You're not winning games outscoring teams in the SEC. It's just not happening. You got to beat them in the trenches.
It's funny you say that. I was reading something. Well, I heard on a radio show when Lane Kiffin was recruiting Tua Tagovailoa.
Mm-hmm.
And Lane Kiffin went back to Nick Saban and said, man, he wants to go to Oregon and follow behind Marcus Mariota because he went to Hawaii. And he said, well, I don't know what else to tell him.
Yeah.
And Saban went to tell him, said, well, he'll play for a championship here in 3 years. And every year he'll play for a championship. Oregon ain't played for a championship since Mariota. See what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And that's it.
But
DeBoer can't tell him that.
DeBoer is going to be in a situation where he's going to get guys on the offensive side of the ball. He has to bring in somebody there that's going to get those trenches, guys, that everybody in the world needs, that Nick Saban was getting for 17 seasons. To lose 29 games in 17 years is fucking crazy, dog. That's utter dominance, dog. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready to get started with halftime?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime. It is the FSP or Jeff.
It's Jeff.
NBA Power Ranking.
It's Jeff.
All right, let's get started with it's a fluid list from week to week. Yes, Steve. Yes, cameraman. First, let's get started with our league pass legends of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Two-time winner in a row, my Atlanta Hawks. Just keep on winning.
They
on the low.
They ain't winning games. They ain't winning games.
They won on MLK Day.
They ain't winning games. Why don't y'all get past guy? Y'all only offered Adrian Griffin and
you see what they gave up to get past guy? They got three first-round picks.
Bro,
we can't go three first-round.
Bro, y'all not – that team is going to get – it's going to draft 21st. Give me a 21st pick that you need. Go ahead, my bad.
I got you. You're right. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Number 7, the Utah Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Utah forgot they're supposed to be tanking, J-Ho. but for some reason they forget. But they're going to be big sellers at the trade deadline. Sexton, Jordan Clarkson, Lauri Markkanen is on the board right now.
Put them on the board.
Put the offer out there for them. Because Utah wants to rebuild, and they can't rebuild because this team is gelling and winning 6 of their last 7. Big loss to OKC, but it was a great game. Number 6, New York Knicks. Winners of 3 or 4. Got OG.
OG.
Got RJ Barrett out of there. Team looks more cohesive. They have a second scorer when it allows Julius Randle to do Julius Randle things.
Where he Tibbs, takes, though, bro.
Yeah, Tibbs gonna run him in the ground.
Bro, the whole team, bro, they was up 25. Bro. The whole team played 40 minutes.
Tibbs gonna run him into the ground.
He only know one way to coach, bro. Ruin, my bad. Ruin Luol Deng. Ruin Derrick Rose.
Oh, boy.
Ruin Joakim Noah.
Joakim.
Come on, man.
Man, God, it was a good team.
We had a good team.
That Chicago team was good.
Yeah.
Right. Number five, the Los Angeles Clippers. Winners of four for the last five. Again, I say, best record in the NBA since December 1st. They're rolling. Got the best, probably the best coach in the league to me and Tyronn Lue. It's a great team, man. Great, and they're fun to watch. Say what you want to say. They're fun to watch.
They are fun to watch.
Philadelphia, number four. 3 or 4. Big win.
MVP back.
Big win against Denver this week.
Shit.
Playoff atmosphere. Dropping 40 ball.
Jokic. He don't want like matchups. He don't care about that.
He don't care about matchups
because he just don't even play hard.
Yeah,
that's not cool though.
It ain't cool.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's
why. Well, he knows a bigger game. He knows a long game.
That's mental.
Yeah,
that's mental.
Well, he knows a long game though, Jay.
No, it's a long game. But what I'm trying to tell you is, you got to kill in your matchups.
He'll kill your ass. You can tell he
don't matter though.
And I hated that.
It matters, bro.
No, I don't say it didn't matter.
Yeah, he said it.
Oh well, I'm just saying it showed that even at times where Jokic was just like, ah. Because Philadelphia Philadelphia came back from 6 points down.
Yeah.
And when they both checked into the game at the same time, that was rough. Great game, though. Great atmosphere. Shout out to Joel Embiid, man.
Yeah.
They're rolling. Shout out to Tobias Harris, though.
Man.
He's
playing well.
He's playing well right now.
Maxie.
No, Maxie's going to do him. Maxie's number two. He's the number two player on that team. Once they got hurt out the way.
I still didn't see Tobias hit an open shot.
Oh, right. Minnesota Timberwolves at number three.
Yeah.
I still ain't seen the open shot. Not when it counts.
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, must see TV.
Say how you feel. Must see TV. He's the future.
Future.
I've talked about where's the American born superstar.
Him.
He's the one. He and old Ja, when he can get that shoulder together, and old Zion, when he can get off, push away from the table. Tatum's at 27, though. 27, 28.
No, he's not 27, Jeff.
Tatum is 27.
He's 25.
Jason Tatum's not 27. All not 25. All right. Speaking of Jason Tatum. Boston Celtics, number two. Number two. Undefeated at home.
25 years old.
Okay, 25. He's been in the league since he was 12.
I know, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why it seemed like that.
But
yeah, Book ain't number 27.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So, Boston Celtics is number two.
Yeah.
Healthy. Derek White missed a couple of games. My all-star fringe guy. He's a great guy, great player this year.
Undefeated at the crib.
That's what I said. Undefeated at home all year. It's week-to-week list, DP. Yeah. Cameraman, excuse me. Number one, Cleveland Cavaliers. Winners are 6 in a row. With no Darius Garland. Oh, boy. Donovan Mitchell.
My boy broke his jaw.
Yeah, it's tough.
Just got the wires out. He ready to rock now, though.
Winners are 6 in a row. They need him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you can never have too many point guards. Somebody can see the floor and a pass first point guard like Darius Garland. You need him.
Shout out to DG to PG.
But they are finding their stride. They got to a rough start to the season, finding their stride. Cleveland Cavaliers, this week's number one team in NBA or FSP or Jeff's.
Just Jeff.
Power rankings.
Yeah.
Let's do it. You guys ready for the second half?
Let's get it.
The second half is underway.
Full Sport Press.
Second half. The NFL coaching carousel for 2024. I am J-Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
Before we get started with this, you hear them weak-ass bars that I posted about Wayne.
No,
I'm saying those balls are bad. The balls are bad though.
You was heavy on one word there. Yeah,
it's all it was. Yeah. You just find any word to mention, but any word to mention, yeah, but
you're not a big fan of the poop bar.
Yeah, all right, cool. Woo, I needed that. I knew I was gonna ride on the cameraman. Up. Do your zin. The 2024 NFL free agent head coaching class is arguably the greatest ever, and it's so stacked the future Hall of Famers and former Coach of the Year winners might not land a job this offseason. With 7 head coaching jobs still up for grabs, here are predictions as to who will fill each opening. We'll start things off with the Atlanta Falcons. First thing we'll talk about, the job grade for the Atlanta Falcons, A through F, Wheezy. What would you give this job?
2 years ago, 2 years ago, when Denver They didn't have a quarterback, and they said, oh, man, they just a quarterback away. That's a good call. Now they're saying the same thing about the Atlanta Falcons. I don't see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But they're professionals. The experts are seeing it that way. I give the great job right to see. They have the talent on offense.
Yes.
They have, you know, your boy at tight end.
KP.
They got KP. They got Bijan Robinson. They got Drake London. The offense is there.
Yeah. All top 10 picks.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
But you do not have the common denominator. You don't have a quarterback on that roster.
Okay.
That's horrible. I mean, we're talking about the whole team. What's the defense at on that roster?
They got Bates
at safety.
They got a good outside linebacker. They got a good offensive line.
I'm talking about defense.
They got Jared on defense.
Like, yeah, Grady Jared. Somebody else on that defense. I mean, it's another
I'm
defensive
you, it's
line.
Not there, y'all.
And they got a really good safety, and they got a good corner. Yeah. They got a really good corner. Yeah. AJ Terrell. Yeah, AJ Terrell is like that at corner. No, he one of those ones. Yeah. Okay. Jeff.
This is an A.
Yeah.
This is the best job available right now. This is everything you can ask for. When Weezy said this is the Broncos, this isn't the Broncos. This is the Rams. They are a quarterback away from a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. This is everything you need is right there.
Bookmark this. Make sure we keep
absolutely. This. Absolutely.
Well, Jeff saw it happen. Jeff made that team in the second league, in the second year in our league. I'm just saying the same pieces. He didn't get rid of nobody.
If we're going to start comparing this to Matt,
I'm going
to
stay on the I'm saying. I'm saying the second year.
Oh, we're going to start paying actual people calling out blitzes in the real game to Matt. I'm going to step on the set.
I'm saying, Weezy, I understand what you mean. This is an A-plus to me because you already have everything. You have your playmakers on offense and defense. Only thing you need is someone at the quarterback that will listen, that can make a throw, did not make two interceptions a game. If you're going to do a turnover, one or less.
Okay.
You can't have two. That's my only thing that my guy, Desmond Ritter, he has those games. We have two or three interceptions
a game.
He's
gone. Don't even bring him up.
I'm just saying. That was the downfall. Because you think about it.
Your mixed quarterback, you missed on that one.
With all that went wrong for that team, they still were one game out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
Yeah.
In most off seasons, this Falcon job, like Jeff mentioned, would be the best available. I have this as a B+ because they were 7-10 and they underachieved on a lot of different fronts, especially at the coaching position, who didn't use a all-pro tight end as a rookie in Kyle Pitts. Bijan Robinson, the best young running back in the league. You got Drake London, who's a top 10 pick wide receiver guy. They just need a quarterback, and they have the number 8 pick in this year's draft, which in turn won't be – I don't think your quarterback of the future is at 8 there. I don't think so. That's why the only reason I'm not giving it an A is because it's going to be tough to get a quarterback in this year at that 8 position. I would trade and try to figure out a way to get one of these free agent quarterbacks and figure it out. But this is a team in the NFC South. It's a manageable division. Mm-hmm. This is a really good job to get, man. I'll give it a B+. Let's move on to our hirer.
What if they're getting Jay Daniels at 8 for LSU?
I don't think he's the quarterback of the future, and he won't be. He'll be there at 8. Jay Daniels will be there at 8.
Who goes for Bo Diggs
or
Jay Daniels?
Neither one of them will be there at 8.
Bo won't go in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's move on to the hiring prediction. Weezy, who do you have getting this job and why?
Belichick said he can fix it. He thinks his job is turnkey, and I don't think it's turnkey. He's the man for the job, they say.
Okay.
Underachieving teams is what Belichick wants, and this is what they are. You got Cliff Kingsbury interviewing for the offensive coordinator for the Bears to fix the problem. We all talked about a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to the Bears. That means Caleb Williams is going to the Bears. That means Justin Fields is available.
Mm-hmm.
That means Atlanta Falcons go get Justin Fields for that pick that they don't need at the A spot. Trade for that for Justin Fields. You bring in Bill Belichick.
Let's go home. Yeah. And that's why I have Bill Belichick getting that job, because Arthur Blank wants to make a flashy move. He's been trying to get a flashy guy at the head coaching position there for a very long time. Bill Belichick's one of the greatest defensive minds we've seen in the NFL. A quarterback and a strong offensive coordinator, like Jeff mentioned, away from being a real playoff contender. The only thing that I worry about is getting a quarterback, and there aren't any quarterbacks available. If you give up that A slot to get Justin Fields, I think Justin Fields is worth it. I've asked people, fans, players, is this the guy? They all believe that Justin Fields is a guy. I think he's worth the 8th pick, giving him up. Let's do it. Yeah, we'll see. Let's move on to the Carolina Panthers. Jeff, give me this job, Greg, A through F.
Woo, this is a D.
Okay.
For dog.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of ownership.
Ownership is bad. It's bad. Yeah. It's bad.
And there's no sign of direction with this team.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I have it as an F.
Okay.
Whoever ends up with this Panthers job has their work cut out for them. 2-15, have holes across the entire roster. The only thing they have is a quarterback. That's it. They got a quarterback, but you only got $24 million in cap space.
Yeah.
So that's 16th in the entire NFL. It's not enough. Beyond those roster deficiencies, like Jeff mentioned, you have one of the worst owners in the NFL who fired and hired a guy after 11 games. Like, come on, man. That's two back-to-back fires. Yeah. No. It's a bad spot. I hate that Bryce Young is there because he's a good quarterback. It's going to take a real coach to kind of turn David Tepper into a correct owner like he needs to be. And it's going to take a real strong guy, and that's going to be tough. But I think it's a good guy that's there for him. What you got, Weezy? A through F.
I got it a D or F too.
Yeah.
Just a bad roster.
Yeah.
It's a bad roster. It's a roster that needs
a lot.
Needs a lot. It needs a lot. They have nothing but a quarterback.
Yeah.
But the quarterback, he has to be.
You got to have an offensive line. It's one of the worst offensive lines in football.
Here's the thing with that quarterback. Either you can ruin him.
Yep.
Or he can progress. Yeah. Kind of like what Kyler Murray was. What Kyler Murray is now, I think.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, today. He'll be fine.
But, I got an F.
Hiring prediction, Weezy?
It's going to be one of these new young guys, one of these new offensive coordinators, probably from somebody from the Bears or somebody from the Texans that think they can fix it, but realize once they get in the season that their current job was better than the job they just took. I don't know who's going to hire this.
Yeah, what you got?
I got Ravens assistant head coach and defensive line coach Anthony Weaver.
Okay.
That's who they go with.
Okay.
Just need an adult, man.
You need an adult.
Need somebody in the room that could get a little bit of stability.
Yep.
Just a little bit of authoritative figure. There we go.
Yep. I have Ben Johnson for everything that you said, the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator.
I like it.
He had interest in his Carolina job a year ago but decided to go back to Detroit to make a Super Bowl run. They're still on the road for a run throughout the playoffs. Everyone with a head coaching job wants this guy because he's turned Jared Goff into a legitimate franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. This season, he threw for, 4,500, 30 touchdowns. Jahmyr Gibbs came up the right way. And the cherry on top, he's a Carolina guy. This is a guy that you get with Bryce Young, and then you make some good picks with your limited draft picks, and then you make some good signings below the radar to kind of help out Bryce Young. You need to bring in guys to help out this guy. I think Ben Johnson, Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, is the guy.
Dig it.
Yep. Moving on to the Las Vegas Raiders, who've already reportedly signed their coach. But let's talk about the job grade, A through F, Weezy.
Well, I got this job as a B.
Okay.
They got a top five player receiver. Mm-hmm. They got a top five player at defensive end. They got a top five player linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing with this job, and they got the right coach.
The
boys want to play for him. That's half the battle. It's almost like working out. Like you work out so hard, but then you don't eat right.
Mm-hmm.
These boys want to play with him. You know what I'm saying? They want to play for him.
Yeah.
So that's half the battle. He got in there, he did with his thing. He said he built for this, and he won him over.
There we go.
I agree with that. It was a C plus job for me.
Okay.
They got a great fan base. Being in Vegas is kind of, but it's still a great fan base though. Like we just said, you got Max, you got Devontae Adams, you got Josh Jacobs, you got other players as well. So you got pieces. Got to do something at quarterback. That's the thing. That's for everybody, right?
Yeah.
You got to do something at quarterback. But you got your captain of your ship though.
You do.
Got your coach now.
Yeah.
So now you can focus on that and move forward.
Yeah, and a guy that did a really good job.
Yeah.
They showed life down the stretch. 1-3 of their final four games.
Beat Kansas City.
Much improved defense. Alongside with Antonio Pierce doing a great job there. Still without a franchise quarterback, like Jeff mentioned. You only got the 13th pick. It's not a good pick. It's not a good pick to kind of plug in, but it's a guy that will play immediately. So you can find a guy at 13. There's guys at 13. I think Josh Jacobs is gone. Had an underwhelming season. Didn't look like he really wanted to be there. Came in out of shape. Played his way into shape. he'll be gone on that franchise tag. I think Davante Adams coming off a down year. I think he's a trade candidate to get some money so you can go and get some guys that actually want to be there and you can build around. But I think this is a good job. I give it a B minus. And the hire, which is already reported, yeah. Antonio Pierce, interim coach, gets that tag taken off of him. He's the head coach. What do you think, Weezy?
I'm cool with that.
You cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with Pierce.
Yeah.
It's the guy.
It's the guy, yeah. I mean, Mark Davis has done some really good jobs as far as hiring a coach for the Las Vegas Aces. Did a really good job, kind of stayed out of the way. I think he needs to find a way to do the exact same thing on this side. Yep. Antonio Pierce, don't overthink this. Making it more complicated than what it was. Take the safe path, familiarity. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that the entire locker room, like he won over the entire locker room. This is a comfortable thing. This, you want to reclaim some of that glory that your dad had, I think you go with the players with this and you keep Antonio Pierce.
The thing is, Antonio Pierce is, I know you getting, don't get comfortable. Keep hustling.
Oh, yeah, you going to hustle.
Yeah, keep hustling. Sure. Don't get comfortable because, you know, the blink of an eye, it's over with. don't get comfortable.
Yeah, 5-4, they look more alive when he was the head coach.
Yes, sir.
It's a good hire. Yeah. Moving on to the next job is the Los Angeles Chargers. Jeff, give me a job grade, A through F.
This is a B.
Okay.
They got everything you need. They got everything you can ask for. Yeah. You got defensive players. You got defensive players. You got a running back. You got a quarterback. You got a wide receiver. You got everything you can ask for.
Yeah.
It's ready made for you.
Yeah. Got to get a coach. What you got with A through F?
I got this one as an A, but 2 years. After 2 years, it's going to be an F job.
Yeah, you
got
to make
because here's the thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got my wide receiver that's been there for 10 years.
Keenan Allen,
that's still playing. Yeah.
Still cold, though.
Yeah, still cold.
Still cold.
But how much colder can he be? I mean, 2 years later. Then they got another receiver that gets hurt every other game.
Yeah, he's coming off a big injury.
They got Bosa. Yeah.
They got Bosa.
And they got Khalil Mack, who it was just okay. If he wouldn't have had them 6 sacks in one game, what are we talking about?
You got Derwin James.
They got Derwin James.
You got Asante Samuel.
Asante Samuel. Defense is good.
Yeah. Now they got it's people there.
This is like Jeff said. This is the turnkey job.
This is the job.
If you get the right coach in there and can motivate these boys for 22 years, this is the turnkey job. This one you put in. All right, let's go.
Yeah, and that's why I have it as an A job. Mm. They're -45 in the cap space. Now, if you play Madden, you know you're in trouble. If you're -45 in cap space. By far the worst on the list. Not ideal, guys. Yeah. It's not
that
ideal.
Yeah,
Dean Spanos historically hasn't paid for a coach. He always goes with the young OC, the older guy that's trying to figure it out. And it's tough. You're joining a division with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Chiefs. You're going to see that for the next 2 or 3 years. They're going to be there. They're not going anywhere. On top of that, you got a guy, 25-year-old quarterback Justin Herbert, whose productivity has weighed. He's been injured. He hadn't had a good coach. You don't know what the hell is going on with that, but I think he's a guy. And all the guys that you spoke on as far as, you know, the defensive guys, the offensive guys, number 5 pick in the draft, don't hurt.
Don't hurt.
That don't hurt.
Don't hurt.
That don't hurt. So you should be able to win now with the right coach. And speaking of the right coach, Jeff, give me your high prediction and why.
If he's going to jump, it's just the year to jump. It's Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
If he's going to jump, this is the year to jump, and this is the team to jump to.
Yeah.
For everything we just mentioned, I do believe one of those receivers won't be back this year, though, because they had two. Quentin Johnson and
you got to get under 45.
That's what I'm saying. One of those Keenan Allens or Mike Williams won't be back.
And you got to pay Bosa this summer.
Yeah, you gonna pay Bosa.
You gonna pay Bosa.
Yeah, gonna pay Bosa.
Weezy, who's your hiring prediction? Why?
Man, just because I seen it firsthand, Mike Vrabel.
Vrabes.
Well, here's the thing with Vrabel.
Vrabes makes sense.
Here's the Vrabel. Vrabel can call it. If he got some veterans in there that are ready to win, he can go in and coach them boys up, get them tough, and be ready to and produce.
I like that.
I seen him do that. He don't want to rebuild a team though.
Yeah.
He don't want to rebuild. That's why I think if they don't take Harbaugh, they take Vrabes, and Vrabes got the king on line one.
I like that.
I just need you 1 year. I think we got something here.
Yeah, ain't bad.
That's not bad.
Coming to LA, I know you want to get out there. My pick for this is Jim Harbaugh, though. And it's not necessarily the Chargers' decision. It's if Jim Harbaugh wants this job.
Yeah.
That's it. He spent that last 8 years in Michigan, just came off a national championship. And he has an eye now for evaluating college talent. And on top of that, he left the NFL playing coaching at a high level. So in turn, you bring this guy into that AFC powerhouse of a division. And I think he will find a way to compete day one. I really do. You got Justin Herbert there. You bring in a guy at running back, because I don't think that Austin Eckler is there next year. I think that, you know, you figure out a way to get a tight end there. And I'm telling you, man, it's a match made in heaven for Jim Harbaugh. I just don't think that the Chargers don't need to overthink this. If Jim Harbaugh wants his job, you take Jim Harbaugh. Yeah, no question. Moving right along to the Seattle Seahawks job, Gray Weezy, A through F.
I got it like a C.
Mm-hmm.
I got it like a C.
This is a tough job.
Here's the thing I got to see. Pete Carroll was meant so much to this team.
Oh, yeah.
He motivated them. Yeah. The guys liked him. He meant so when they left, they kind of think a little different.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback, he got his money, but it's a friendly deal. They can let him walk tomorrow, and everybody still is good on both ends.
I agree.
They got DK Metcalf.
They do.
They don't have a running back.
They do have a running back, Kenneth Walker.
Kenneth Walker.
Kenneth Walker.
Yeah. They got Charbonnet.
Got a committee.
Yeah. And okay. They got wide receiver. So they got Jackson Smith and Jigba, too.
They got Jackson Smith and Jigba. And they have Tyler Lockett.
Cornerback, Devin Witherspoon, who's the best young cornerback from last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's tough.
It's a C job.
This is a C job. What you got, Wee? I mean, Jeff.
Man, it's a because they have to make some decisions.
Hell yeah!
So I think this is a C+, B- type of job.
Yeah,
just because it's Seattle. That defense, although they do have the cornerback here, I forget his name.
Devin Witherspoon.
He is cold.
Cold.
They got to make some decisions at every other spot, though. That defense got some holes.
It's old.
Yeah. Bobby Wagner, I mean, love him.
Wag's still playing.
He's still playing.
Playing at a high level, too. But he led the league in tackles.
I don't think at this point Seattle can afford to use him right now.
The person that I think that you're referring to that needs to be like, is Jamal Adams.
Well, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I'm getting there because he's definitely – underperform, but I agree 100%.
Yeah, that's the cut candidate.
And he don't want to be there.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah.
He
don't want to be there no more.
The president.
Yeah, the president. Yeah, this is a team in purgatory, man.
Yeah.
Because like Weezy mentioned, you got these guys, Geno Smith, Tyler Lockett, and a good veteran pieces. They're great guys, but with the number 16 pick, that's too low to begin a new era quarterback. You can't get a new quarterback at 16.
You could, though. Because here's why I say that, cameraman. I know I understand you laughing, but just hear me out.
Uh-huh.
You can get a quarterback that don't have to play tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, and roll with Geno.
You roll with Geno for another year. Okay. And that gentleman.
So a Jordan Love type of talent. So who's the Jordan Love type talent that you get at 16? Do you go Jaden Daniels? Do you go Bo Nix? Do you go J.J. McCarthy?
Not J.J. McCarthy. Bo Nix, if I got to pick between those three. But I think – because Caleb's going one, Drake May is the second, and then
Penix might be there.
So Penix will still be there at that time.
I ain't fucking with that.
Oh, wow. This
negative 4.7 in cap space, that's not a lot of flexibility. You're going to have to cut Jamal Adams. You got DK. You just pay him. You got Jackson Smith and Jigba. 9-8, man, back-to-back seasons. So that's not a bad team. And then you're coming into the NFC West. And this better run franchise than NFC West. You got the 49ers. You got the Rams, who's still the Rams. And then you got Arizona, who's going to be good next year. Mm-hmm. Arizona's going to be good next year. So I say this is a C-plus job.
Yeah.
Moving on to the hiring prediction, Jeff, who's your pick and why?
They're going to keep it in the division.
Okay.
They're going to get your defensive coordinator from the 49ers.
Another one?
Steve Wilkes. That's four straight years. Yeah.
Four straight years, cameraman. We lost our DC.
It makes sense because your defense is cold. And you need that.
Four. That's crazy.
And he's right there, and he wants a head coaching job. This is where to go, Steve Wilkes.
Four of our defensive coordinators are head coaches right now if he gets that job.
It makes sense.
Yeah. What you got,
Weezy? I think they get rid of Geno. I think they go in and get a quarterback in the draft and get the OC from Cincinnati, a Slovak guy. I mean, from the Texans.
He nasty.
From the Slovaks.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he good.
My pick for this is bringing a guy back. It's Dan Quinn, Cowboys defensive coordinator. 53-year-old, sensible option, bridge guy, knowledge of the organization. Spent four seasons with the Seahawks, was the defensive coordinator for the Legion of Boom. You get me, bring in that type of guy because he's a great retread guy, a good bridge quarterback. Kirk Cousins, you know, he's going to steady the ship, ain't going to do too much. He already knows the law of the land. He could maybe bring back some of that pop that Jamal Adams once had when he was the best strong safety in the league. He's not that anymore. So, in turn, you could continue to build on the identity that Pete Carroll had while he was the DC there And, you know, you can kind of pick it up where he left off at 9-8. I don't think that's the best pick, but I think it makes the most sense unless you go with a young guy. Okay. Yep. Move on to the Washington Commanders, the Washington football team, what we like to call them over here. The job grade, Weezy, A through F for the Washington football team.
I'm just going to see on GP, maybe even D.
Damn.
Well, C for sure.
Okay.
I mean, they got talent at wide receiver.
They do.
But they traded everything.
Nah.
They traded people they didn't want to pay.
Yeah, because you got cap space now. Yeah. So you didn't want to pay a guy that you had to pay.
Yeah, but they're going to rebuild through the draft and through free agency.
They have a really good defense. They have a really good defense and a couple of pieces on offense. Jeff, what you got?
They got running back.
Yep.
They got two running backs.
Two of them.
They got two receivers.
Got two, two wide receivers.
And they got a good enough defense. I'm going to give them a C. C plus.
Okay. I give this job a B, man. An organization that's been defined by dysfunction for the past three decades because of Dan Snyder. He's gone. You got Josh Harris in as a GM who was our assistant GM in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. He goes in and hires Bob Myers from the Golden State Warriors, which is a great hire. He's a guy. He knows sports. So you have an NFL best $75 million in cap space. You have the number two pick in the draft. You're able to land a quarterback. Caleb Williams, if he's there, you bring in Drake May or Jaden Daniels. One of those guys will be there. Their roster needs an overhaul. Their turnaround might not be bad as some of the jobs that we have mentioned prior to this. It's not bad. Let's move on to the hiring prediction. Jeff, who is your pick for this prediction?
Why isn't Eric Bieniemy being mentioned for this job?
I was going to say the same thing.
What? His name hasn't been mentioned for anything.
Any jobs.
That's crazy.
He don't interview well. Yeah, I don't think so either now.
No. The way he made that offense look formidable at certain points, even with that crap show at quarterback.
What you're saying is
it was not Riverboat Ron doing it.
Okay, Jeff, but what you're saying, nobody else believes that. Clearly.
It shows, though.
But nobody else believes that.
I know. That's what's weird. That's extremely weird. I don't get it. So if it's not Eric Bieniemy, which I don't understand, this is where Vrabel lands.
Nah.
Vrabel ain't going here.
It ain't that bad, though.
This is better than the Titans.
It's better than the Titans.
This is a better job than the Titans.
It's better than the Titans.
You got new ownership, a new livelihood, like jolt of energy into a franchise. Yeah. You bring in a coach that is a player's coach that has a winning pedigree behind him.
Yeah.
And he's a.
I just don't think it's enough pieces, though, Jeff.
They're a quarterback away.
Because they're – no. They're no. Like, the Titans don't have zero pieces, and he was trying to come back. I get that. But what I'm saying is you got Jeff. That's the only piece they got coming back.
If Vrabel come here, he going to bring Tannehill with him because they ain't got no quarterback.
Who's your prediction for this?
I don't know.
You don't have a clue.
I have no clue.
This is where I have Bobby Slowick going, offensive coordinator from the Houston Texans. They need a guy that can develop a QB1. They're going to get a QB1 at that number two pick. Hook or crook, they're getting a QB1. You see what he just did with C.J. Stroud?
But see,
it's fair to be concerned. I get it. This is first year's calling plays when he was with the Houston Texans. But this guy is balling at OC. He has C.J. Stroud playing at a high level. If you're looking to emulate that success that they have in Houston, why not go get the guy? That's what everybody did with Mike McDaniel. They did that with Robert Saleh.
I understand.
They did the same thing.
C.J. Stroud.
D'Amico Ryan.
C.J. Stroud made that job real easy for him, though.
He not like
that. He made that real job. He made that job real easy for him.
Eric Bieniemy made Sam Howell look like he had a pulse this year.
Man, guys, I'm telling you.
I don't know why. Eric Bieniemy's not on anybody's list.
That's what's crazy.
And he's an OC. He's not a head coach.
He's not a head coach.
Yeah, I think he's an OC. Mm-hmm. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
Something's wrong with that. Because any other offensive coordinator with that success behind him.
We get a gig. So it's something we don't know, Jeff. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
And it was proven when he could get a job after Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's what Jeff is saying.
Yeah, that was proven.
It's something wrong. And moving on to our last team with a head coach opening is the Tennessee Titans. Job grade, Weezy, A through F.
Oh, you come to me first.
It's your team.
C, about average.
Okay.
C.
Okay. No, you don't want to go into detail about why?
No, we need a lot of pieces. We got an old wide receiver. That's still cooking. We don't have a B wide receiver. We got a good defensive line, but which is old now.
Yeah.
Other than Big Jeff.
Yeah.
We don't have a corner.
No, I don't got a corner.
We don't got a corner. Safeties are just okay.
offensive
line.
That one dude is solid.
Who?
The dude with two last names. The hyphenated last name.
Murphy.
Murphy Bunyan. I like him.
He's a corner.
Yeah. I like him.
Offensive line is trash.
Offensive line bad.
All way through. So we got a lot of missing pieces.
Yep. Jeff.
This is a D.
This is a D.
Yeah. Everything we just said. Yeah. But the great thing about it is, though, it's a D, true indeed, but they have enough in place to where they can, whoever comes in can turn this around, though.
Yeah. Let's just be real. The Houston Texans was in the same spot last year.
Exactly.
They were a D plus. And the Tennessee Titans own better tools to pull off a rebuild than a lot of these teams. They went 6-11 last year. They had the 7th pick in the draft. They have $71 million in cap space.
91.
You got 71.
Okay.
Yeah,
you got the pick and the cap space.
Yeah, say 71. So that's third most. That's third most among all of these teams.
The only thing the Texans had, we didn't have, which people don't realize, they had two top four picks.
They traded.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they traded for the second. You got to make some moves. Quarterback remains a question at the Tennessee Titans. Just be real. Will Levis show promise? But he's only completing 58% of his passes. That's not good, guys.
But you got to factor in the offensive line.
Getting quarterback is right.
You got to factor in the offensive.
Right, guys, it's paramount in this division. You have the AFC South. You got Anthony Richardson.
Here's
you got CJ Stroud.
Let's just look
you
at
got
it straight.
Trevor Lawrence.
Let's just look at it straight right now. Do you think he would complete more than 58% with a better offensive line?
Who's to say that you guys get a better offensive line next year?
We have to do that.
Okay.
We have to do that.
It need a lot of work.
We have to do that. That's got to turn around immediately.
Yeah. But this is an appealing job for somebody that wants to be in a rebuild. Yeah. Weezy, who's your pick for this job?
The DC coordinator from Dallas.
Dan Quinn. Y'all gonna hire Dan Quinn? Y'all not hiring Dan Quinn.
Oh, we interviewed him twice already.
Yeah, it's y'all true. Not hiring Dan Quinn. Yeah, that's who gets the job.
Brian Callahan.
Brian Callahan
gets the job.
Brian Callahan gets that job. A true football lifer, dog. His dad, offensive line coach right now, Bill Callahan. Been an OC since 2019. He has foot in the game. He young as hell, 39 years old, experienced working with all type of quarterbacks. This is a guy, man. Since he's being hired in Cincinnati, when Joe Burrow gets hurt, then you bring in a guy like Jake Browning and make him
decent.
Dude, and he looked decent. Every team that needs help at the quarterback position should have been looking at Brian Callahan with that. I think he's a perfect dance partner for Will Levis, who I don't think is as bad as I imagined him to be. And I think he'll look better under Brian Callahan. Just need some pieces. Now, you got to realize, too, now, Jake Browning is throwing to Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, and T. Higgins.
Yeah.
There ain't none of those guys in Tennessee. Not
I'm
one of those
still,
guys.
I'm still putting up a stack.
Yeah, but I need – where the two at? Where the other two at?
Treylon Burks. He's technically –
he didn't score a touchdown.
Mm-mm. He's soft.
He done?
I'm saying he's not better than Tyler
Boyd. He's charming. He's charming. He's
not. Yeah.
He just happy to
but
be here.
But the good thing is they got $70-something million.
They do.
State.
Yeah.
They got the number 5 pick.
Yeah.
The real factor about this job right here, the pressure's on the head coach, but the real pressure's on Rand Carthon.
Yeah, he's got to bring in guys.
He's got to make the right
hire. Who's to say he's even bringing in the guys? They don't even know if he's going to make decisions. They ain't even said that.
I ain't going to go there with you.
I love that Brian Callahan has had a hand in building one of the most explosive offenses we've seen over the last couple of years. And I love that he's well received by players. Jeff talks about it all the time. You need a player's coach in a lot of these positions, especially in organizations on a rebuild. Yeah. I think he's the guy for the job, and I think they'll end up hiring him. If you bring in Dan Quinn, you might as well keep Vrabel. The same shit. Same shit. And Vrabel's a way better coach.
Young
I'm just
coach.
Saying.
Young coach to do.
On
be
a young team.
You're going to be a young team.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the way the NFL is going.
Yeah.
Has been going since McVay.
And that is your NFL coaching carousel for 2024.
Is the wide receiver, is he a free agent from Cincinnati?
One of them.
T.
Higgins is a free agent?
One of them.
Tyler Boyd's not, but then Jamar Chase is not going anywhere. So
Higgins.
Yeah, T. Higgins is. That's a wide receiver one, my boy. You want a wide receiver one.
Who y'all want?
Nah, I'll take T. Higgins. Who we got? He better, we ain't got nothing else?
Hopkins ain't
looking to grow. Hopkins is good.
And that is NFL coaching carousel. If your team is looking for a coach, we handed out a prediction for the landing spot for your team. So good luck with that. These hires will be rolling out next week. So it's a good time to hear that. Yeah. And they'll tweet some questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment, give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe. But more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
And tell a friend.
Wheezy.
Everything paid for, big baby.
Jeff.
Camera's always on, brother.
Cameraman, the revolution will be podcasted. We are out.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.